Welcome to Bringing the Word to You. This is your host, Minister Tim Greco, coming to you from Omaha, Nebraska. We know how hard and difficult it is to get to church or Bible study, so that's where this ministry brings the word to you. You know, God is a good God. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. All thanks to my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the opportunity to teach His Word, for taking me where I once was to where He has brought me to today. We want to thank all of you for your ongoing love, prayers, support, and contributions to the ministry. Always remember that all radio and television programs can be found at www.timothygrecoministries.org. Such a joyful time to now lift up the name of Jesus. After we pray, we'll get right into today's powerful message that the Lord has just for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to lift up your name. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to encourage those who are listening. Lord, I pray that the scales fall from the eyes of the blind, that they're able to see your glorious light. Lord, may no words come out of my mouth that's not of you. We pray for a fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much for everything, your prayers, your love, your support. And today we're just going to jump right into it. Not too long ago, we did an episode on peace. And there are so many Bible verses in the Word of God, and the Word of God talks so much about peace that I wanted to go ahead and do another one on the topic of peace. There are some people today that are denying a relationship with Jesus Christ. There are some people today that are wondering why there's no peace in their life. Peace comes from the Lord, and peace comes from the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside. So if you're denying a relationship with Jesus, you don't have the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have that internal peace and rest that comes from the Lord. So let's jump right into it as I have some Bible verses here in front of me. And today we're just going to read and talk about peace and just see where the Lord leads us on this topic. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the Word of God says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." See, we have to remember that we don't become justified until we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If God is answering you, or if God is calling you to salvation right now, which He is, and you're denying that, you have yet to be justified. But as God is calling you to salvation right now and you answer to that call by calling upon His name, by confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus, by believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you become justified. And when you become justified, you'll receive the Holy Spirit and you'll have peace with the Lord that comes through Jesus Christ. Don't focus on the storm and don't focus on the attack and don't focus on those things, but keep your focus on Jesus Christ. Keep your focus on what it is He's teaching you. Rest in the storm. Jesus was asleep on the boat during a storm. He wasn't saying that what those on the boat with them wasn't important. He was just saying, guys, it's just a storm. And I have command and authority over this storm. God can say, be still to the storm you're going through at any given time. Do you believe that? Are you asking Him to do that? Are you focused on the winds and the waves and the sea and the distractions around you? Or are you focused on Jesus that can bring peace into your life, that can bring peace into your situation? The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace." What is your mind thinking about today? What are you training your mind to think about today? Is your mind thinking about sexually immoral things? Is your mind thinking about things that don't please the Lord? Is your mind thinking about how much alcohol you might drink later, or how many drugs you might do later? Or is your mind focused on going out and gambling? Is your mind focused on how you're going to retaliate on somebody, or how you hate somebody? What is your mind focused on today? Because the mind governed by the flesh is death. Retaliation will lead to death. Drugs will lead to death. Alcoholism will lead to death. Lying, stealing, cheating will lead to death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Are you thinking about heavenly things? Are you thinking about eternity in heaven? Are you thinking about Jesus Christ? Are you thinking about the Lord? Are you thinking about the Holy Spirit that lives within? Are you thinking about love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness? Is your mind governed by the Spirit of God, which brings peace? Or is your mind governed by the flesh, which leads to death? Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, in the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Are you going around making peace with everybody? Or are you going around raising chaos with everybody? I remember when I was first, when I surrendered my life at the age of 30, I got saved at 16 and I ran until I was 30. And when I was 30, I surrendered and I was called in the ministry. And 30 is a great age to be called in the ministry. 30 is a huge number in the Bible, with Joseph, with David. It's how old Jesus was when he started his ministry. And, you know, that's kind of a broad statement there. Jesus was teaching in the temples at a very young age, but 30 is a huge number in the Bible. And when I surrendered my life to the Lord, I still had a worldly mindset, a worldly mentality. And I was very confrontational. I was very going around pointing out everybody's flaws and imperfections, because I thought when you became a Christian, you became perfect. But I had to learn a lot over these last 9 years and realize that nobody's perfect. To realize to not go around and cause chaos, to not go around and be confrontational, but to go around and be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. See, the problem isn't with somebody that messed up and learned lessons out of that and repented and has been forgiven. The problem is with those looking down on the individual that made a mistake, repented, and was forgiven. The problem is with the ones that are going around gossiping and sowing discord, because I made many mistakes in my life, but the problem is not with me, as I have repented and I'm forgiven of those mistakes. The problem is with those who keep on talking and sowing discord and gossiping. I always hear people say, "Do you know how Tim was in 2017? Well, guess what? That was 7 years ago, and you know how far I've come since then? What did you do in 2017? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the log you had in your eye in 2017. Did you hear what Tim did in 2022? Yeah, that was 2 years ago. I'm not the same person as 2 years ago. I'm not the same person as I was 3 days ago. I've listened to about 10 sermons. I've read the Word of God about 7 times within the last 3 days. And so the Tim I was 3 days ago isn't the Tim I am today because of those sermons and reading the Word of God. I've even grown within 3 days. You're not the same person you were 3 days ago. I would never go around and talk about how you were in 2021. I would never go around and talk about how you were in 2007, because that's not who you are anymore. Number one. And number two, nobody is perfect. The only perfect person to walk this earth was Jesus. And so stop going around as the body of Christ and pointing out other people's imperfections, thinking you're perfect when you're the farthest thing from it, because I'm the farthest thing from it. We have to love each other and pray for each other and lead by example. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:15, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. If someone does you wrong, don't pay them back with wrong. If somebody does you wrong, don't stoop to their level. And if somebody cusses you out, don't cuss them out back. You got to be the bigger person. If somebody flips you off, don't flip them off. You got to be the bigger person. If someone steals from you, don't steal from them back, because we have to make sure that we don't pay back wrong for wrong, or repay evil with evil. But we always have to strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. We have to encourage other people, lift each other up, pray for each other, lead by example, spend time in the Word and worship God and pursue the Lord with everything that we are. The Bible says in Psalm 29:11, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Today, the Lord wants to give you strength. Today, the Lord wants to give you love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Today, the Lord wants to come into your life and heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Today, the Lord wants to give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He wants to give you a rest. Nothing can happen without God's permission, and everything that happens is for our good, which means that if you're going through something today, the Lord allowed it for a reason or two, but one of the reasons the Lord allowed it is because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. One reason why the Lord allowed it was because what the enemy's trying to harm you with, God will turn it around for the good. Another reason why the Lord is allowing this is because your perseverance and character and hope and patience is growing and being made complete. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. If you're turning your back on God, if you're saying and doing things that aren't pleasing unto him, if you're living in that, if you're continuing in it, if you're practicing it, if you're not repenting of it, if you're not turning from it, you know, that's a scary place to be. Some people are willing to jeopardize their eternal salvation, their eternal destination, thinking that once they're saved, they're always saved and they can go do whatever it is they want to do. You know, I know that when we get saved, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. I know that when we get saved, we become born again, and you can't be unborn. And I know that when you're adopted into the body of Christ, he won't kick you out. I know the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. But do you really want to jeopardize your eternal destination thinking that you can do A, B, and C because you're saved and you're always saved? I believe that if somebody is truly saved, and the Lord disciplines those that he loves, and the Holy Spirit chastises his people, that you're going to turn to repentance and not live in. But let's get off that once saved, always saved topic. Look, I work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I don't walk around saying that I'm saved for the rest of my life so I can do whatever I want. I walk around saying I'm saved for the rest of my life, and if I love the Lord, I'm going to obey his commands. I rest in my salvation, not as a ticket to do what's wrong, but knowing that the Lord is with me to walk me through the things that I might be struggling with. The Bible says to make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may God himself be God of peace. Sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May it be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, it would scare me if I was doing something that wasn't pleasing in the eyes of God when he came back. It would scare me if I was living in sin, practicing sin, and was unrepented when Jesus comes back. It would scare me, it would scare me, it would scare me. And I'm not willing to risk my eternal destination on that. And that's just my encouragement to you, because the Bible says that in James 3:18, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 12:20. Deceit is in the hearts of those who plot evil, but those who promote peace have joy. Those who are plotting evil have been deceived. They think robbing people and chasing money, and they think however much money they have, it's a high wall of safety, as if money dictates who somebody is and is a form of measurement of somebody's success or lack thereof. If you have money, that doesn't mean you're somebody. Because money doesn't get you into heaven. Jesus does. I would rather be poor and saved than to be rich and on my way to hell. Deceit is in the hearts of those who plot evil, but those who promote peace have joy. Let us promote peace. Let us promote peace. Let us promote peace. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 21, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. If someone's doing you wrong, you might have to just get them out of your life and forgive them and move forward. We were talking at Bible study yesterday. For anybody in the Omaha area that wants to join our Bible study, it'd be a privilege to have you. Please contact me on my email address. It's all lowercase at jesusbtwty@gmail.com. BTWTY stands for bringing the word to you. So jesusbtwty@gmail.com. Please email me. It'd be a privilege to have you at our Bible study. But yesterday we were talking at Bible study about how people are in our lives for seasons. There are people that are in our lives for a day. There are people that are in our lives for a week, for 3 months, 2 years, 7 years, 19 years, 27 years, or a lifetime. I mean, people are in your life for however long. People come and go. And the Lord knows who to put in your life and when to help you be who it is God has called you to be. And so if the Lord is removing certain people out of your life, that doesn't mean to keep them in or try to fight for these friendships. A friendship is two-way. A relationship is two-way. And if somebody else isn't doing their part, or they're not loving on you, and they're gossiping and sowing discord, don't fight for that. Just let them go. We might start off at the bottom of the mountain with 100 people. But when we get to climbing and the storms start to come and trials and tribulations come and you need somebody, so many people are going to fall off. You might start off at the bottom of the mountain with 100 people, but when you get to the top, there might only be 4 with you. So you got to trust that. The Bible says in Romans 12, 18 to 21, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Psalm chapter 119, 165. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 26, verse 12. Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. Isaiah 54, 10. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Isaiah 55, 12. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. When you're always walking in love, when you're not repaying evil for evil, even your enemies will be at peace with you. The Lord has silenced so many enemies in my life by the way that I live my life in peace and love and joy and smiles and laughter and encouragement. It's hard for somebody to be mad at you, and it's hard for somebody to want to retaliate on you when you're walking in peace. I know there are some evil people out there that still will try, but your best weapon, if you want to say, is to love on them and be at peace. If you start to repay evil with evil, then I don't know how else to say it as I'm thinking out loud. If they do something bad, it's kind of like, well, you did something bad too. If you throw a rock at somebody throwing a rock at you, they're going to throw three more rocks at you. But if you catch that rock and put it down, or you smile at them when they're throwing rocks at you, they're more likely to stop. And our enemies need to know not to mess with God's anointed. We were talking about that at Bible study as well. The battle belongs to the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And so you don't have to throw rocks back at anybody throwing rocks at you. You don't have to stoop to their level. Because in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, the Word of God says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace, seek peace, seek peace. Psalm 37:37, consider the blameless, observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace. Psalms chapter 85, verse 8, I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the congregations of the Lord's people. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Psalms chapter 4, verse 8, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Always remember, when we give our life to the Lord, we no longer have to live out the fruit of the flesh, but we can live out the fruit of the Spirit, which is in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Thank you all so much for taking time out to tune in to Bringing the Word to You. If you do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity before it's too late. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Simply say, dear Lord God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I ask that you forgive me of all my sins, that you come into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior, that I become born again, born of the water and of the Spirit, filling me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We believe that if you sincerely said that simple prayer, you have become born again spiritually. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said to Nicodemus, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless is one born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." If you have taken your eyes off of Jesus, simply repent, as the word of God says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The word of God says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Lord will forgive all sin if we simply ask. Be sure to join a good Bible-based church. Join us for Bible study here in Omaha, Nebraska, and surround yourself with other believers that can sharpen you. Please listen and watch all Bringing the Word to You radio and television programs on our webpage, as well as continuing to help this ministry by making a one-time donation or ongoing donations to the ministry at www.timothygrecoministries.org or by check or money order to Timothy Greco Ministries, P.O. Box 1361, Bellevue, Nebraska 68005. It's your donation that allow us the opportunity to continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, where many are coming to salvation, repentance, and given a hope in Jesus that will not fail them. For anybody outside of the area, you can download the KCRO radio app on your phone and listen to Bringing the Word to You anywhere at your convenience. If nobody told you they love you today, we love you, God loves you, and we pray you have a blessed rest of the day. In Jesus' name, let's go.